93.7, the river that goes Aerosmith on a Friday. Dream on. Doug and Joe show. We talked about this for What's Your Deal at the beginning of the show this morning. Dana feels a little guilty because her live-in sin partner, soon-to-be husband, on August 5th, or 4th, I should say, they're going to get married, but he is 40. Dana's 28. Today is Kenny's birthday. He's turning 40. Dana was guilty saying, hey, shouldn't I have done something big for him? Isn't a 40th birthday a huge milestone in one's life? And Joe's like, yeah, it's the biggest birthday ever. I'm like, 40, I can't remember it.
Yeah, but at the same time, I think we all have to remember that Dana is just about ready to give birth.
Yeah.
They're just about to get married.
Uh-huh.
I mean, there is a lot happening in their lives right now.
That guy, man, he, you know what he's doing today? Right now, he's lying in bed. He's sweating. He's tossing and turning. His daughter probably at home right now crying, and he's like, oh my God, this isn't what I wanted when I was 40. My pregnant wife's at work. She's not here to help me with the little one. And I'm going to get married. You know, he's just throwing buckets of ice water on his face and he's slapping himself. He's like, what have I done?
He's been searching every day leading up to this for that first gray hair. And he wakes up today and he's got six.
No, he's got one dark hair. He wakes up, he looks in the mirror, and he looks like just Frankenstein. You know, everything's just gray.
We're totally kidding, Dana. I don't want her to hear that. Be like, oh, God, what have I done to this man? No,
yeah, no,
we're totally kidding.
I'm not, Dana.
You jerk.
Here's what we have. 40 things in life that get worse after your 40s. And we're not going to go through the entire list. And we know the Rivet Rockers out there, there's a ton of you.
Wait a minute, did you say 40 things in life that get worse after your 40s?
Yeah, from 40 on. We're not going to do all 40 of the things, and you can feel free to add to this list if you're 40, approaching 40, or you're in your 50s or 60s.
What kind of glass half-empty SOB filled this list up?
766-9370.
What's wrong with this person to come together to put this? Why don't we have the four things?
Yeah, no, 40. 40 things that make the 40s suck. The first one, your hangovers are all day or 2 day events.
Now, and do we have to say here and present if that happens to us?
Yeah. I'm here to tell you that's why I don't drink as much,
man.
Because when I have fun, it's not you wake up for the first like hour, you're like, and then you walk it off and you eat breakfast and you feel great. It's like, oh my God, why did I do that last night? And then you wake up the next day and you're like, why did I do that 2 nights ago?
Yeah.
And then you wake up on Monday and you're like, God, why can't I get better? And then on Tuesday, you're like, okay, now I feel like having another drink. Back when you're 16 or you're 21 or you're 30, you're like, no, I didn't get enough last night. Let's go again.
Well, that's where the hair of the dog kind of helped you out a little bit. Now you get a little bit of hair of the dog in you and you puke.
Yeah, there's no such thing as hair of the dog. So your hangovers, absolutely awful. That's what sucks about being 40. Aches and pains come and don't go away.
Here, present.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back when you were 30, you're like, oh, man, that kind of feels weird. You're like, I'll walk it off. Now, you know, you wake up and you're like, oh, my God, why am I on the floor? Why is my sciatic nerve that I didn't even know existed pulsating like voltage through my body? Why can't I stand up? Why am I sweating? Why do I need a muscle relaxer and 500 milligrams of ibuprofen to walk?
Oh, God, I know.
And it does not. Does not go away. And the stuff, you feel it. You feel the knee. You feel the elbow. And here's the thing that I do, and I'm guilty of this. I've always accused Joe of being a hypochondriac. But I think when you turn 40, there's so many little things that go wrong. You're always like, what the hell was that? I find myself saying, my God, what was that? Why does that hurt? What is this? And I'm looking in the mirror. I'm like, "What? Why is that doing that? What's that mole? Why is there more hair growing?" And I don't go to the doctor, but I'm like, man, this is just, I think, part of it.
Yeah.
You just start breaking down.
And as a hypochondriac, I've been thinking I was about to die for the last 15 years of my life. But
that
after
started
hitting
well
40,
before you were 40.
Now I've legitimately had some scary, you know, things pop up. Nothing bad, thankfully.
Yeah.
But I've had some scares. And I mean, they scared the poop out of me, dude.
Yeah.
I've had a couple that got me real scared.
I can't wait until you're 50.
I can totally wait.
Yeah, Joe's going to have to be brought to work in an ambulance.
Yeah.
You're going to see the guys out there waiting. Instead of calling Uber, he's going to call an ambulance. And they're going to be out there with the pack. Ads, the defibs.
What do you call that? I'll be doing a show lying in state.
Yeah. The reading glasses, no longer optional. No longer cosmetic. You're not doing it to be hip or cool, and you're not going into the Rite Aid or whatever to buy the little cheaters. Nope, you're going to see the optometrist. You need Coke bottles, young man and woman, because you're 40.
You know what? I am really glad I don't have to deal with that, and I'm glad that I have great vision still.
Dana, is that true or false? Has Joe been, has he been bitching about his vision?
He has mentioned quite a few times after we are reading albums for the pre-show that he needs to go get
his
eyes
checked. I can't read this. He's like, man, the lighting's bad here. I'm like, why can't you read that? And he's like, I can't see it.
I'm having legitimate trouble right now with my eyes.
And honest to God, I don't care what anyone says or if you believe in any of these things on the list. It happened to my wife. It's happening to you.
Yeah.
There's something about that magic age of 40. If in fact, you haven't had vision trouble prior, 40 is that, like, milestone where stuff gets a little blurry and you're doing the whole push it up and pull it back. You're like, gosh, damn, I can't see this.
Oh, and it gets a little bit frustrating. You get a little bit nervous and anxiety-ridden because you're like, am I losing my vision? Is things getting a little bit blurry? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it scares you a little bit.
Under-eye circles can no longer get covered by concealer. Nope, your ass is old, you're tired, and it's going to show. You need spray paint. You need rattle can Krylon if you're going to cover up that crow's foot on your left or right eye now, because there's no hiding it.
Yeah. Well, thanks to Big Stan, I've had those since birth. That's genetic in my family. I constantly have dark circles under my eyes.
I've never seen it. You have, like, owl eyes. You really do. You've got circles that are always there.
So does my dad. I don't. It's like genetic, and so did his dad.
It's weird.
It's like a bag thing that we have on our. I don't know.
Your metabolism. No matter what you do, it suddenly just stops. you're not going in on Friday night. Ooh. You're not having pitchers and pizza, and then you think you're going to go wake up the next day and you're going to work it off. You got to count calories, kids. You got to watch milligrams of sodium. You got to watch fat intake.
Yeah, you do.
And you got to portion, and you got to be conscious of what you're eating. Unless you're just a pig and you don't care and you still eat what you want, because you turn 50, then you're dead.
Let me tell you.
Oh, sorry. I think that's the biggest thing, actually, for Kenny. He has a fantastic metabolism, and it's probably going to start slowing down.
Maybe not, though, because you guys eat fairly healthy.
It may not, and his Asian ancestry might help him out.
That's why it's so fantastic. I hate him for it.
Yeah.
Asian people, they age wonderfully, dude.
They do
not look bad at all when they get old, and it takes a long time to get old.
Hey, what if Kenny, when he's 60, looks like Dana when she's 30?
Oh, he probably will.
No,
he probably will. The thing about his, I can't remember the age his mom, when her metabolism slowed down, but it did slow down for her, and she plumped up.
Did it happen quick, though?
It did.
It did, yeah.
Yeah.
I like this one on the list.
I think it'll happen.
This is funny. Nothing at the mall or store is designed for your age group.
That happens well before 40, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Starts to happen about 35.
No more Abercrombie and Fitch for you.
Yeah, yeah. You're walking around. You're like, oh, I guess those Kirkland jeans are nice.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
I guess I will buy one of those Kirkland polos. Give me a pair of those Kirkland sneakers. Yeah, you're walking around. Yeah, you look like you went through Costco and you bought a pair of each. You know what? Then you're hanging out with the other buddies. They're like, oh my, aren't these shoes comfortable?
Carhartt's cool again, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's what Dog is saying about his Volcom shorts. And
yep. I don't wear Volcom, Dana.
Are they Quicksilver?
Quicksilver.
Okay,
yes.
I'm sorry. Yes.
If he had Volcom, that would be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Quicksilver getting really tough to find right now. I just found out the other day they went through a bankruptcy thing a few years ago.
Oh,
tough to find the Quicksilver stuff.
I can't believe you can't find them on the store shelves next to Champion.
Oh, man. You don't get them at PacSun anymore?
No, the PacSun, they don't sell them anymore.
Dang.
Let's see here. Oh, look at this one. Things that suck about turning 40. You start finding handfuls of hair, either in the shower, in your hands, or on towels or sheets, because the old hair just starts falling out.
Luckily for me, I do not have that problem. My hair is thicker now than it ever has been.
Yeah, Joe has a proceeding hairline. His hairline actually getting closer to his eyebrows.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. The more I shave it, the thicker it gets.
Oh, man.
Yeah, mine probably started about 35, 36 is when mine happened.
That's the same for Kenny. I mean, he sheds more than I do, and I'm a girl.
Yeah. And I never saw, like, clumps of hair anywhere. It was always just like, oh, it's getting thin. I never, like, found hair in the shower on my bed. I'm like, oh, my God, what the hell's going on?
Well, you don't have long, luxurious locks of hair anymore. You don't have that business in the front, party in the back mullet.
No, but there was a time.
I know, it's fantastic.
Was there. Had I shaved half of that hair that I grew down the back, you know, on my backside, and I shaved half of that, man, I could have just glued that stuff all over.
Yeah, you could have went just like Big Irma Kraken.
And it was, like, curly, right? Was your hair curly?
I feel like it was curly.
Yeah, it was curly.
If I remember right. Yeah.
You did not perm it, right?
No.
That was natural.
Well, that's the running rumor that he didn't go get it permed.
Yeah.
Everyone knows he'd go down every Wednesday for his permit.
Is that a Portuguese thing?
I was a whirling dervish, Dana. Don't forget that.
You and the whirling dervish.
Supplements. No longer optional. You got to take your medicine. Got to take your supplements. I'm trying to find some more fun things here. Exercise. Even though you need it, it hurts you.
Yeah. A lot of truth to that.
Yeah, you got to do it. You know you need to, but you get out and you're like, some bitch, man, my knees, that hurts. Your usual exercise doesn't give you the results that it once did.
Mm.
So you thought that that mile or 2 miles or 5 miles, you know, every day was doing something. Now you got to run 20.
Yeah.
And when you get done, you're sore.
Mm-hmm.
Get ready for this one, Dana.
Oh, boy.
More things that suck when you're 40. Sex takes preparing. You got to schedule everything. You got to know when someone's coming home from work. What are you going to do with the kids? Oh, wait, my libido's lagging. Oh, wait, I don't have one of those jet fuel pills. Oh, no. Oh, it's all this different stuff that starts happening, and you're not banging the box spring the way you used to after you hit 40.
Or it may not be that it gets to the point where it's that bad, but you are definitely saying, well, should it be a quick one? Should we take our time tonight? Are we going to have to do it when the boy's sleeping? I mean, once you have a child, then some...
It all changes when you have a kid.
Yep. Yeah, and you have two, Dana.
Well, one and a half. It's not quite there yet.
Yeah,
it's still baking.
So the chances of you having a third because of Kenny's age are going to be decreased greatly. And that's a good thing. The hair that you have left, if you're lucky... Virtually inevitable, it will turn if it hasn't gray.
Yeah.
If not all of it, you're going to get gray hair.
Nothing you can do about that.
And no need to call Karen, Dana. I'm just going to tell you the truth. There's not a part of my body that does have gray hair.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's back. I don't care if it's eyebrow. I don't care if it's eyelash, face, ears, everywhere. Downstairs, upstairs.
When are you getting to it?
It is gray everywhere. I have gray hair, and I don't know why or how, and every day I wake up and there's more.
What year did that age did that start?
35, 32.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Yeah. And
I have no gray hair anywhere except for my head and my beard. And I'm being dead serious. I would tell you if I had anywhere else. None under my arms, none down there.
I could,
your armpit hair gets gray?
Oh, yeah. I got gray. I could peel my shirt off right now. What you're gonna
see.
I
never thought about that.
You're going to see a silverback on the front.
Once you get to be like a full old man, it all goes gray. I think.
Yeah.
And I always thought that was the biggest ripoff because everyone always said the old adage, oh, yeah, if it turns gray, it'll stay. I'm like, man, I got both ends. Mine didn't stay and it turned gray. What I got left is all silver.
Yeah, his adage, if it turns gray, it's still going away.
Yeah, it's turning gray. You got a bad day. Let's see here. What else on here? Oh, this is the key one, and I did mention this when we talked about it. Depression and anxiety tend to peak.
Well, that's just because you're getting older and life and death start setting in.
Yeah, reality is what it is. Mortality becomes real. Think of your 40s as the going away period of carefreeness. You're going to be plagued with it because in your 20s and 30s, you're just living. You're not thinking about dying. You're too young. But when you hit at 40, that's when it sets in, and they say at 44, that's when depression tends to peak.
Really?
Is it 44? And I think that's why I'm so happy with being 46 now, is because I got a lot of this stuff figured out, and I've talked to a lot of dudes in their 40s. They're like, yeah, I don't know what it was, man. I got this anxiety. And you remember me.
Absolutely.
I'm like, I didn't know what anxiety was.
Typical. Think about your dad. My dad, now that watching you go through that and experience that and kind of feeling it a bit myself, and thinking about back to my father, and I mean, that's common. That happens.
It's legit. And I thought it was just another thing to sell another pill on TV. I'm like, what is this anxiety and what is this depression? But you go through it, and that's why now at 46, I'm like, okay, I knew what that was, and I don't know what caused it except a biological clock, but I think it's gone. But after you go through it, it's always kind of there because it's something your brain remembers. You know what I mean? You're always like, oh, God, I don't want to get weirded out again, or what caused that? But it's pretty much gone, but you're still in the back of your mind. Think about it because it happened. You don't want it to happen again. It's a weird, weird period. And Kenny's not there yet, Dana, but you're going to see. If he freaks out over little stuff or he has bouts of, I don't know, depression or any little problems, if he's a crybaby.
By bouts, like it'll last a day. It won't be like it'll go a day for no reason. And you're like, what the heck? Why am I feeling sad like that or whatever? And then it goes away. And you're just like, where did that come from? Or anxiety in the middle of a day on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
You know, I have them all the time on Sunday nights.
Yeah.
But when it started coming,
you have to go to work the next day.
Or school or, you know, whatever it was.
Ever since I've known you, you've had some form of anxiety.
Sunday night anxiety.
Yeah. I had it all the way back to since I was a kid.
Huh?
That's a real thing. But like what dog's talking about is like anxiety for no reason. Like it's there on like a weird Tuesday. You're driving down the road, you kind of get anxiety.
Yeah. You're like, well, why am I kind of sweaty and why is everything kind of like glittery in my eyes and what the hell's going on? And your mind starts.
Odd feeling.
It's weird.
It's a really odd feeling when that happens.
This is hot, ladies. Pay attention to this, Danny. Get ready for this, man. You're gonna want to strip Kenny down tonight.
Yeah.
Stop talking sexually while she is so with child.
When you get home tonight and you strip him down for his 40th birthday, you're going to notice, if not tonight, but maybe next year or soon, his skin's going to get all freckly and spotted. And hairs,
oh, that's not true.
Hair's going to start growing out of moles, and you're going to see weird bumps and blotches and skin taggy things on him.
I don't think you're a silverback, but Asian men don't have a lot of hair, so...
Oh, okay. Well, he might not have hair growing through the moles, but he's going to get spotty, and he's going to have skin tags and meatballs, and he's going to get weird little...
Meatballs.
Yeah. You get all this different stuff, and you're like, what is that? You're just scratching one time. You're like, I didn't remember that mole there.
Yeah.
And you start picking it.
He's going to end up with them at 60 when I already have them like at almost 30.
Why do skin tags form?
I've always told you what causes a meatball.
I do not understand that. Where do they come from and why they're there?
I think, and I had a buddy, and I know this is off topic, and we'll post this up so you can see. We don't have to go through all these things.
That's not off topic for anybody right now that woke up this morning with a new meatball.
Well, if you're waking up with meatballs, you need to go and you need to get them clipped off or frozen off. But I always believed, because I had a buddy that, man, he had a jungle of meatballs under his armpits, and he had them around his neck.
I've seen people like that before.
And I think it's a glandular thing, or it's deodorant, or fragrance.
Where you sweat a lot? Is that what you think?
Yeah, and like on your neck, because a lot of guys will put cologne on their neck.
I think every guy at least gets one of them skin tag things under there. I've had one removed. I had a little skin tag removed down there.
I had one on my neck, like right here, but I've not had any under my arms.
You haven't?
No, and if you see people that get them, like if you're out at a water slide, you ever seen some poor guy or girl?
I've seen people, it looks almost kind of like warts.
Yeah, they look like warts hanging off them, and you're like, oh my God, what is this stuff? They've got this jungle of just dangling meat, and I don't know what causes it, but my theory is it's the perfumed alcohol based colognes and all this different fragrance and stuff that they try to put on for sweat relief.
Oh, I believe that. Yeah,
but I don't know, and maybe it's just genetic, but boy, they're tough to look at.
I kind of thought it was skin rubbing against skin in any area where skin just constantly rubbed the meatball up.
Maybe it is from the pores getting clogged and skin rubbing.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
They take them off easy. Oh, they snip just like little clippers, take them right off, or you can go in and get dabbed with like this little thing that freezes them.
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, I've only had one in my whole life. It was right underneath my left arm.
Yeah.
In my armpit there.
Well, you're going to, wait till you're 50, man. You're going to have that, like that jungle I'm talking about. You're going to look like a sausage plant. There's going to be meatballs just hanging all over.
I got to think I'd run a knife through that before I'd go out in public.
That's the thing. You can't cut them at home because if you do, they never stop bleeding.
Is that right?
The little meatballs, if you've done that, and I clipped that one on my neck with clippers one time.
Does it hurt? Because I would think they wouldn't hurt.
No, it doesn't. Doesn't really hurt, but it does not stop bleeding forever. And then after you cut it, it grows back a little uglier.
Does it really?
Yeah, you got to go in and take care of it.
Why doesn't anything happen when the doctor does it?
Well, because they do it right, and their stuff's clean, and I don't know.
Oh, you're cutting yours with little toenail clippers.
Yeah, I clipped my toenails, and I clipped that meatball.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then I woke up the next day, and I had a big toe growing off my neck. That's what you have to look forward to, Data. Kenny's going to wake up one day with his big toe growing off his neck.
Awful.
Here's Green Day. Classic rock redefined on the river.